We learn that we have the power and the choice to actually rise up out of whatever suffering that has been dragging us down. We can rise up out of depression, out of addiction, out of anger, grief, any suffering at all that we may have been experienced. There is a way out of it. I know that because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org. And join us as we tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that animates all forms of life, including yours and mine. There's never anything that we actually need to do or get in order to be happy inside of ourselves. There's only stuff to let go of that has blocked our awareness of that joy in us, that God spark, that divine energy of life itself, that it's really unconditional love, and it lives in our hearts. And when we move out of the way, whatever has been blocking our awareness of that, and claim it, we begin to walk back into the truth of who we are. And this show is about doing just that. And so I really want to thank you for listening. And if you feel like you want some assistance with going inside and getting in touch with your own higher self or inner divinity, there is a free guided meditation on my website, which is just my name, LuisaDyer.com. And actually on all my websites, there's a lot of free information and tools that you can use. There's also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I would love it if you interacted on that page. Tell us what you're interested in hearing about. Interact with other listeners. Offer any comments, suggestions, questions. And I'm really asking for people to share their personal stories, whether it was of an aha moment, whether it was a situation or an event that really turned your life around, whether it's just beneficial for you right now to talk about your spiritual journey as a whole. We want to hear your stories, because I discovered a long time ago that when we share our transformational stories with one another, we get inspired in a way that doesn't happen when we just read an article or get information. And so I'd like to make a forum here for people to share their stories, and we've already begun doing that, and it's very exciting. And so I hope you would like to do that, and you can find out more about that on that Facebook page, which is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a more melodious, more harmonious connection, to really let the body become aware of the spirit that is animating it, and also let the body move if it wants to. Because then it can really feel the spirit that's inside of it. And I hope you stick around for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more peaceful life. And so here's a little music to get us moving in that direction for this divine journey. Enjoy.
Thank you. been trying to get there. Keep trying to find my way
singing Welcome Home, and we are all just trying to get there. Oh my goodness, that was beautiful. You of course are listening to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 FM on your radio dial and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. If you're just joining us, my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show is focused on spirituality rather than on religion. And what we're all about here is tapping into the power and the beauty and the love and that divine spark of life that lives inside each and every one of us. And so every week what I like to do is talk about something that will give each of us the inspiration, perhaps the energy, to clear out whatever it is in us that has been blocking our way from experiencing that divine light that lives inside each and every one of us. Because when we begin claiming that, we can actually begin living a life that has a lot more peace and love and joy in it. And I think that's what everyone at least says that they want. And so that is my goal here each and every week, to give you proven tools for how to do that. And last week we had a wonderful interview with Tara Robinson, who is the publisher and editor of Whole Living Journal, which is a premier holistic living journal here in Cincinnati. And that was a very exciting interview. And today what we're going to actually be talking about, oh, I did want to tell you that Tara also has a show here on WAIF on Tuesdays from 3 to 5, and it's called Waves of the New Age and Conscious Conversation. It's a very wonderful show. She does a lot of interviewing and has some really amazing information on that show. So if that topic is of interest to you, you might want to give that a catch as well. And today what we're going to be talking about is what I call the unseen realms, what some people call ghost, what some people call psychic energies or astral realm entities, or just, you know, weird vibes. That's what some people call it. It's just weird vibes. And I think most people, at least certainly most people that I've talked to over the years, have had some experience of either a loved one that has, you know, left the body, being visited by that spirit, and they might feel or hear or even see that loved one who has already left this world come back and interact with them in some way. Some people wish for that. A lot of people have actually experienced it in one way or the other. a lot of people have also, you know, walked into a place and all of a sudden just felt creeped out. You know, you get the hair standing up on your arms and that frisson of fear inside of you. Because it just seems like there's just bad vibes. What is that? You know, that's energy is what it is. But where's it coming from? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is about what some people would call ghosts. You know, it is October after all, and Halloween is coming up. And it, whenever we have myths or legends, such as, you know, the ghost and the goblins and everything around Halloween, a lot of times there's a bit of truth somewhere in that. So why does that continue to be a theme in human awareness? It's because it actually does exist. I've had a great deal of experience actually with not only interacting with people who have already left this world. The spirit has left the body. They are what we call dead. So there's a lot of other kinds of energies or entities going on around us all the time. And one of the ways that makes us able to understand this is we know for a fact that there are energies going on that we can't see. There are things going on that dogs can hear, for example, that we can't hear, but we know the sound is there because the dog can hear it even though we can't. Same thing with true with vision. There's certain light spectrums that we can't actually see, but we know they're there because we can measure them. So there are a lot of things that we don't actually see or hear that are here nonetheless. And that's where I'm going to put the idea of ghosts or entities or strange psychic attacks. I'm going to put it in that category, that they are things that are real. We just don't see them and hear them. That doesn't mean that they are not there. So we're going to talk a great deal about that. And the reason I'm doing that is because some people find those visitations wonderful. And I'm going to tell you how you can really take advantage of that and get all the love and the beauty and the joy that's being offered to you through those visitations. And some people find them very disturbing because they're weird and they're not comfortable. And I'm also going to tell you how to deal with that and to clear some of those energies out of your environment, if that's what you want to do. So, what is it about ghost? I don't often use that word because it has such a strange connotation. I typically use the word energy or entities. But what I find interesting in all the counseling work that I've done over the last 30 years is that most people have experienced the unseen realms in one way or another. And like I said before, either as a visitation from a loved one who has gone on, or as just feeling either really, really good energy when you enter a place, or really, really bad energy. And these unseen realms, which is really what I call them, sometimes I can see them, sometimes I can hear them, most of the time I can feel them. And I've had a lot of people ask me questions about it and work with what's going on for them about that. For many years I did work that I would call psychic attack work, where people were actually having interactions with unseen entities that were annoying at best and actually dangerous at worst. And so most people, when I talk to them, or most people who come to me and want to talk about it, what they really want to know is, you know, what really happens after death? It's like, what's really going on? And if I'm having that experience of a loved one who has left this world coming back and interacting with me, what does that mean? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Is there something I need to know about that? Is there some way I need to help them? Or are they there to help me, give me a message of some kind? I think it's really interesting. Can we communicate with beings whose spirit has left the body? And I say, yes, absolutely. I've done it many times. And I do know that there are numbers of people who call themselves mediums. I don't actually call myself a medium. I try not to call myself any particular thing like that, psychic or medium or any of that, because I don't really think I can do anything that anybody else can't do if they just sit down and focus and let themselves do it. But, you know, one person asked me a really valuable question, and that was, how can I trust any answers that you're giving me or that I get from myself when I know for a fact that there are a lot of so-called psychics or mediums or charlatans, really. People out there who are ripping people off, telling them things that, you know, they want to know, but that are probably not at all true. And, you know, I have a really clear answer to that. And it is about, do you feel good? Do you feel a connection? Because if you feel that connection in your heart, then your heart is divine. That is where the love of God lives in us. That is our higher self. And if it feels good in your heart, if it feels real and true, then you can trust that information. If it's just something that is intellectually interesting, or you're trying to prove something by, you know, tell me what was the last thing they said to me, or it's like, I don't find that helpful. Who cares what the last thing was that, you know, they were wearing or whatever. The point is, if you are being visited by someone who's already left this world, there is most probably a reason for that. And it could be anything as simple as they just want to remind you that they love you and they want to feel your love for them. Or it could be that there is some message they are attempting to get to you. And in my experience, if you're willing to simply sit down, close your eyes, calm your body and your breathing, and look into your heart, open to what's going on in your heart, then you could very well and probably fairly easily be aware of what that message really is about. And, you know, I have to tell a little story about what really happens after death. And I can tell this from personal experience because I died when I was 19 years old from a heroin overdose. I actually, my body was dead, and I had what is called a near-death experience. I don't know why they call it near-death if they actually pronounce you dead. Maybe just because you come back. I don't know. But regardless, what I do know is before that experience, I had not read anything about near-death experiences. You know, I was a heroin addict. I was actively attempting to be atheist. Of course, it never worked, but nonetheless, I was very, very hurt and very, very angry at God as much as myself or anybody or anything else. And so I was not what a lot of people would think of as a candidate for being one with God or going to heaven or however you think about that. But regardless, when I died, when my spirit left this body behind, I didn't care. I was very, very happy. The body meant nothing to me once the spirit left it. The body had no appeal. It was just a thing. It was just a husk. And so the spirit left this body behind quite happily. And I had what I now know is a really common near-death experience. At the time, I did not know it was common because I'd never talked to anybody about anything like that, and I had not read anything about it. But suffice it to say, I was in the hallway walking down this incredibly light-filled hallway, and there was a door at the end, and all this just most amazing, incredible light was coming out around the, like around the door jamb of that door. And my hands were actually on the doorknob, getting ready to open it and walk into the light, when this presence, I think of it as God. I don't know for a fact that it was God or if it was an archangel or whatever, but it felt like the presence of God. Very unconditionally loving, accepting, filled me with the most incredible peace. But when I put my hand on that door to open it and walk into the light, this presence said to me, you know, there are still things you wanted to do back there. Well, I'm not going to tell you on the radio the trash that came out of my mouth in response to that, because it made me very angry and very frustrated and very frightened. But, you know, I basically said, I have to go back there, with really nasty language. But anyway, and I was told very clearly, no, you don't have to go back there. You can go forward. That is your choice. However, there were things you decided that you were going to do in that life. And so if you don't go back there, you will just go to another life and relive that, because the things you wanted to do haven't been done yet. And you will do them because that was your decision to do them. And I had what seemed to me like an 8 to 10 hour conversation with this presence. And of course it wasn't that long, because my brain is still working. If the body had actually been dead for that long, I would not be talking to you right now. I don't really know how long the spirit was out of the body in linear time, but I do know that it seemed like 8 to 10 hours that I spent talking with this presence and finding out all the answers that I had to life, to death, to goodness, to badness, to God, to the devil. I had lots and lots of questions, because the abuse that happened in my childhood had a lot to do with that. You know what? I've got a phone ringing here, so I'm going to take that call, and I'll be back in just a moment.
What's up, y'all? We can do this. Let's do this.
Well, that was just a beautiful call from a woman who has had a lot of experiences like this and never really felt like there was anywhere she could share them. So hopefully she is going to share some of those stories on the Facebook page for this show. And so I think I was telling that story about what happened when I had my near-death experience. And needless to say, I had this long conversation, and I obviously did not go forward into the light at 19. I came back. And part of the reason that I came back is because it became very clear to me that there were things indeed that I wanted to do in this life. And once I had had that long conversation with God and got some questions straightened out about the fact that we live many lives, the fact that God is not standing in judgment of us. Because of what happened to me in my childhood, I was way more afraid of God than I was of the devil. And so that near-death experience changed my life completely, because I discovered that God is good. I discovered that God loves me. I didn't know that before. I really didn't. And so I got all those questions answered that had been bothering me my whole life about good and bad and God and the devil especially. And I really came to understand that we have many, many lives. And I actually went at that time and looked in the Christian Bible, and then I started doing a lot of research in a lot of other religions, because, you know, reincarnation was not something that I learned in childhood. And I discovered numerous places in the Christian Bible where reincarnation is actually talked about. I mean, specifically John the Baptist and Elijah is the one that I think most people are aware of. But all the Hebrew and Christian scriptures actually support reincarnation. The Bible, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Christian Gnostic Gospels, the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, the Kabbalah. I mean, and all the other religions as well. And so really all that means is that this body, this lifetime, it's a temporary thing. The spirit that animates this body is here using this body for a very short period of time because the soul is eternal. That's what we are promised in every spiritual tradition that there is. The soul is eternal. Life is eternal. We don't ever actually die. That was one of the things that I discovered in that conversation with God, and then long since then working with a lot of people, hearing that in a lot of different ways from a lot of different people. We do not die. We simply change forms. And so if you get a visitation from someone whose soul or spirit has left the body that you knew them in, that soul has left that body behind, that soul has gone on. It is living another life somewhere. And if you want to think that it's living a life in heaven, that's perfectly okay. It may very well be doing that. It, from what I can determine, we're living lives in a lot of different places all at the same time. Because what quantum physics, along with every spiritual teacher, has taught us, especially in the last 50 years, is that there is only now. There really isn't a past and a future. That's just something that we do in physical reality to make things make sense. But in the big picture of reality, there is only now. So everything that's happening is going on right now. And we don't have to think about that because that can really blow the mind. But my point of saying that is, that's my belief anyway, that souls animate many bodies at the same time. We are living on a lot of different realms at a lot, all at the same time. And so if you have a loved one who spirit has left that body behind that you knew, and that loved one comes back to visit you, sometimes you might see them, sometimes you might feel them, sometimes you might hear them. There's nothing weird about that. I think that's perfectly normal. And the truth is, most people have had that experience. Not everybody talks about it, because there are a lot of people, especially ultra-religious people, who will tell you that that is crazy, you know, and that's a problem. But trust me, I have worked with thousands of people, literally, over the last 30 years, and it is very, very common. Most people have had an experience of what they would either call a ghost or just some kind of very weird energy that they don't know how to describe. So the answer to the question of what really happens after this body dies, the answer to that is it depends. It depends on a whole lot of things. But just because the spirit has left the body behind, that spirit isn't dead. That spirit is no longer constrained by a physical body. And it can visit anyone, anywhere, anytime that it so chooses. I know in my own experience, and also from lots of other people that I've worked with, that when the spirit actually leaves, or the soul leaves the body behind, that body is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It was just literally a vessel that that spirit was using. So physical reality doesn't actually limit the soul or the spirit at all. It's only the physical bodies themselves that appear to be limited in time and space. But the spirit that's giving life to that body is not limited by time and space. So if you have a loved one that has left this world who is communicating with you, what does it mean? Well, I think what you have to do is you have to get quiet. You have to slow your breathing down and be calm. And you have to go into your own heart and feel what that message might be. And it may be obvious. It may just be, I love you. And you can feel that. It may be obvious in that you can feel a longing or a yearning from that spirit for your love, in which case the answer is also simple. Just give it. Give that love. Give that forgiveness. It may be that that energy doesn't know how to actually totally leave behind this world. It may be confused or afraid, or it may be holding on for whatever reason. And the simplest, easiest thing, the most loving thing you can do in that case is literally give that spirit permission, your love, your forgiveness, and tell it it's free to go. And if you're being visited by an energy that does not feel loving, that does not feel good for you, and you want it to go, we're going to talk about how to do that as well, because this is a free will universe. That's one of the things that I learned very clearly from that long conversation I had when the body died and the soul was very much alive. This is a free will universe. Everything happens by agreement. Of course, we don't remember those agreements that we made when we were in between lives, when we were not in the physical body. As neuroscience will tell you, 95% of what's going on inside us is unconscious, meaning we don't know it's there. Only 5% of what goes on inside of us are we even aware of. And so if you are being visited by an energy, whether you see it or not, whether you hear it or not, whether you just feel it, if you're being visited by energy that you don't like, that makes you uncomfortable, that is frightening, you need to know that there's a way to clear that energy out of your experience, because it is a free will universe. Everything happens by agreement. The reason we don't remember those agreements is because they don't happen in this conscious waking life, a lot of them. They happen in what I call the space between lives. So we are going to hear a little bit of music here and give you a chance to digest some of what we've been saying. And I will be back in just a few moments. Enjoy. Most of us don't see them, but a lot of us feel them, and that is a beautiful thing. So welcome back. For all of you just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, your favorite listener-supported radio station. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I just want to welcome everyone. If you've just tuned in, you're welcome to contact me, and let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either in the studio or on the phone, and share some of your personal story, because that's what inspires all of us. We are so uplifted when we hear people's stories, much more so than we read, if we read an article or just get information. You know, information can be really dry, but because we're really all one at the heart, because we're all one in God, then when we share with one another, it really wakes something up inside of us, and it's inspiring. It helps a great deal. And so I would invite everyone who has any interest at all in doing that to do so. Because what I know is that we are divinely created beings, that God, Source, Divine Energy, Holy Spirit, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call the energy that is in life itself, it lives in us. And particularly, it lives in our hearts. And it's our birthright, and we can claim it. And when we do, it just changes everything. So again, for those of you who may not have heard this before, every week we talk about what is it that can help us connect with the truth of that divine spark inside of us. And it's amazing. We can talk about almost anything and find that it leads there. Because it's the life inside of us. And what we're talking about today is what I call the unseen realms. What some people might call ghost or bad vibes or good vibes for that matter. And we've spent a little bit of time already talking about what do you do if you're being visited by someone who their spirit has left the body behind. I call that leaving this world. I don't call it dead because I know death doesn't exist. There is no death. There is eternal life. Life goes on and on and on and on. Life never dies. Forms die. Forms change. And life changes forms, I guess you could say. But life never dies. The soul is eternal. We are promised that in every spiritual tradition there is. And that's what I discovered when I had my own near-death experience. And since then, I've spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have had similar experiences and read them and read about their stories. And what's amazing to me is how similar they all are, but also how unique they all are. Everyone has some unique piece of it. But I really learned a lot from that experience. The most important thing I learned, what I just said, life is eternal. I have no fear of death and haven't had since then because there's nothing to fear about death. When we leave this body, where we go after that depends on a lot of different things. In my experience of working with hundreds of people, it seems that there is this space between lives that we go to where we have a chance to do what I think of as a life review. We have a chance to look at what we've done and what we've seen and where we've been and then make decisions about where we want to go and what we want to do next. We also have the opportunity to interact with a lot of people that we've already interacted with and either forgive them or be forgiven and understand the bigger picture of what happened. Because as I was saying before, this is a free will universe. Everything happens by agreement. And that is really, really hard for us to understand. And sometimes I don't even think it's important for us to understand it because there's things that look like they're terribly tragic and they're very painful. And myself personally, it has been part of my passion my whole life to alleviate as much human suffering as possible, including my own. And so did I choose to be sick or be an addict or be poor or to be abused? Did I actually choose those things? No, of course I did not. I, this person, this personality living right here in this body right now, no, I did not choose that. But at a soul level, what I have discovered is that all things happen by agreement, and things happen by what Easterners call karma,
what Westerners often call, you know, like what goes around comes around. Energy, like energy, is attracted to like energy. There are consequences, there are cause and effects in this universe. And so that's kind of the idea of karma, is, for example, if I blinded a bunch of people in another lifetime, then I may have problems with my eyes in this lifetime. That's not really how karma always works, but that's just a kind of a very little example. I'm just saying all of that to say that there really are no victims. And it's taken me a long time to learn that, because I really felt like a victim for a great part of my life. And thankfully, I was a heroin addict and I died when I was 19. And I got to have this long conversation with God that showed me there is no judgment that comes from God, that life is eternal, that there is nothing to fear, and that no matter what it looks like, I am, and so is everyone else, always doing the very, very best that we can. And that's how we can forgive ourselves for all the crazy things we've done, and that's how we can give up our judgments of others and forgive them through understanding that they were doing the best that they could. And so we're human, and part of what that means is that in large part, we have forgotten our divinity. We have forgotten our power. We have forgotten that we can be at one with, at peace with God inside of our hearts. We've forgotten that. And a lot of times when the spirit leaves the body behind, we've forgotten that still. I've worked with a number of people who have left this world, and their spirits are confused. They're frightened, they're angry, they're sad, they're confused, and they get stuck not knowing what happened, or not accepting what happened, not believing that the body has actually died. And so when people have experiences of what they call scary ghost, or they have experiences of a piece of property or a place where they can feel really, really, really weird energy and want to know what's going on there, a lot of times what's going on there is there is a being that's stuck. The body has died, but the spirit has not, for whatever reason, gone on to do whatever the next thing is that spirit wants or needs or has decided to do, because it is stuck. And that's often what we call hauntings. And it's not really a big scary thing. I mean, I see how it could be, and I've certainly worked with some entities that have been confused like that, who were threatening and who seemed dangerous. But for the most part, they're just confused and don't know where to go or how to go. I've done that kind of work for a long time, and I'm not going to try to tell you how I do that work, because I use a lot of different tools that I've developed over many years. But I am going to tell you how you can begin the process for yourself, because it's a free will universe, because that is always true. If you don't want something in your environment, then you have a lot more power than you know that you have to actually send that out of your environment. And you have that power. And we're going to talk about how you can do that. I also want to let you know about underwriting here on WAIF. If you have a business that you would like to underwrite on WAIF, we offer incredibly cost-friendly rates. We can target your underwriting to any show that you choose. If you'd like, call one of our underwriting experts today at 513-351-1538 or 513-226-5585 and find out how you can get your information to our listeners. The cost of underwriting is incredibly affordable. WAIF will help you reach our community with your message. What I had said I would do is talk about how if you have been experiencing unseen energies, or maybe you see them, maybe you hear them, maybe you only feel them. I call it the unseen realms because most people don't see them. But if you've been experiencing those kinds of energies or entities, and it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel loving, it feels scary or dangerous or confusing, I want you to know that it is a free will universe, and you can simply ask for those energies to leave, and most of the time, they will, simply because you ask them to. There are a couple of tricks, though, that I have learned that are easy to share with you. The first is there's probably some forgiveness that would be beneficial for you to do, either for yourself or for this entity or this energy, this person, if you know who it is. And if you don't know who it is, then you can just forgive them for being in your space and not having known how to leave. Mostly the forgiveness is usually about yourself. And that is always a really good place to start whenever there is any what feels like negative energy around you. And so I'm going to give you a forgiveness prayer, and I'll say it a couple of times, so if you want to write it down. But really, it's pretty simple. You can just say something as simple as, I forgive myself fully and completely. Amen. It's that simple. But I'm going to give you a very specific one to cover all the bases. And it's like this. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I now forgive and release it, asking for the highest good of all life. You see how that covers all the bases? I'm going to go over that again. If, and you start with if because in this conscious mind, like I said before, 95% of what's going on inside of us is unconscious. We don't even know it's there. So we don't know what's going on, so we start with if, just to cover all contingencies. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. See, that part is important, the releasing of it. And then the second part of the forgiveness, the first part is forgiving and releasing anyone that has hurt you. The second part is yourself. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I now forgive and release it, asking for the highest good of all life. You see, that's limitless. Our past consists of everything to this present breath. And what you're doing with that prayer is you are clearing a lot of negativity without even having to know what it is. And if you're facing something that is frightening to you and you don't know what it is, forgiving yourself first and forgiving anything and everyone you've ever hurt, it may just disappear with those statements of forgiveness. Because a lot of times that's what holds us back, is resentment, anger, grief, fear, and forgiveness clears a lot of that up. If the forgiveness prayer does not work to clear out that energy that you're wanting to clear out, there is another prayer for releasing energy patterns. And this prayer can start with Dear God or Dear Spirit or Great One, however you address what you think of as divinity. I know I have a lot of friends who say Father, Mother, God, Spirit, Source, just to include everything. I usually just say, Dear God. Dear God, I ask that this energy pattern, this soul, be sent on in its spiritual evolution for the highest good and mutual benefit of everyone concerned. I'll tell you that again. Dear God, I ask that this energy pattern, this soul, this spirit, be sent on in its spiritual evolution for the highest good and mutual benefit of everyone involved. Most of the time, if you do the forgiveness and you do that releasing energy pattern prayer, whatever that energy pattern is will simply move along on its way. I'm going to tell you that once more time. This is the prayer for releasing energy patterns or souls that appear to be stuck. I ask that this energy pattern, this soul, this spirit, be sent on in its spiritual evolution for the highest good and mutual benefit of everyone involved. That is a very powerful prayer. And if you do that forgiveness prayer and that energy pattern release prayer, if then you still notice that you are experiencing some sort of negative energy, that you are still distressed and upset, probably what it means is that you've taken on some of the energy from that being. You've taken it on as yours without even knowing that you've done that. And so what you want to do now is you want to release that outside influence. It's like you're holding something that isn't yours. But if you didn't know that, how would you be able to let it go? And so that's what this last prayer is about. It's a prayer for releasing those outside influences, those things you've been holding that aren't even yours, but you've been holding them for whatever reason. And so that prayer goes like this. If, and there's that big important word again, because we don't want to assume that we know what's going on, because most of the time we do not. And so if what I am experiencing is not mine, and you can name what that is, if this nervousness, if this fear, if this extra weight I'm carrying, if this addiction I'm struggling with, if this terror I have of whatever it is, you can actually name it. If this thing that I am experiencing, if any part of it is not mine, I ask God to bring God's shield around me, and I release whatever it may be to God, asking for the highest good of all life. And I'm going to tell you that again. If you are experiencing something that you don't know what it is, and you think it might be an influence from someone in your past, or your cultural conditioning, or some generational genetic thing even, or it's because you've been experiencing some weird energy that seems like a ghost or something, bad vibes, anything you're experiencing that didn't go away when you did the forgiveness prayer and the energy pattern release prayer, you may be holding on to something that is coming from outside of you without even knowing you're doing it. And this prayer will help you release that. And I'm going to tell it to you again. If what I am experiencing is not mine, I ask God to have a shield around me, and I release whatever it may be to God, asking for the highest good of all life. That is those three prayers anyone can use at any time. If you are experiencing what some people call psychic attack, if you are experiencing what some people might call a haunting, if you are having weird things go on in your house, like a good friend of mine, when her stereo was on, all of a sudden the stereo would get really, really loud, or all of a sudden the stereo would just cut off. And after checking all the wires and all the connections, you know, she asked me, what do you think about this? What is this? And when I checked, I found out what it was. It was two children, actually, who hadn't actually died in that house. They had died in a house that was up the hill when their house had burned down. But this man who lived in that house had killed their dog, and he had taken the dog down into the basement of that house. And when the little girl and her little boy died in the fire, the little girl didn't want to leave without her dog. And so she went and found her dead dog. And the little brother, who was older than her, couldn't leave because he couldn't leave her behind. And so the stereo going up and down, or cutting off, was the little boy trying to get somebody's attention because he didn't want to be here. He knew he needed to go on. And so I worked with the little girl and the little boy and, you know, helped them understand that the dog was dead, that their bodies were dead, and that they could go on and do whatever their spirits wanted to do. They didn't have to stay stuck in that place. This had actually happened in the 30s. Whether they experienced all that time passing or not, I'm not aware of. But regardless, the little boy was very happy to leave because he had been wanting to go. And, you know, you can do this too. I just said a prayer for God to make him a path to walk that would take him where his soul wanted to go. And the path just appeared, and he walked it. It was beautiful. But then the little girl wouldn't go because she didn't want to leave the dog behind. And so the boy actually wound up coming back, and he and I helped her understand that the dog wasn't actually there, and that once she accepted that, that the dog's spirit was already gone on to whatever its next thing was, then she was happy to go ahead and leave as well. And, you know, I do that kind of work, but I think almost anybody can. It's a matter of acknowledging what you feel and accepting it and sitting down and getting quiet and checking inside what you're feeling in your heart and what would be the most appropriate thing to do. When we're dealing with, you know, like pieces of property, I know I've done a lot of this for people where they have a place on their property where the energy just feels really, really bad, or where weird things happen, or they have a place in their house where when they walk through this place, they feel a prickling of their spine, or they feel a cold energy. And most of the time, it's just a spirit that has gotten confused for whatever reason. It's frightened. It's angry. It's confused for whatever reason, and it doesn't know how to leave this world behind. And so it just sort of keeps going through this loop because of the mental activity, and it doesn't go on with its path. And most of the time, if you can just connect with your own heart, you don't even have to connect with that energy. If you can just be open to it and go inside your own heart, you can feel what would actually be helpful. And most of the time, what's helpful is a little bit of explanation that the body is no longer here. The spirit doesn't have to stay stuck. And you can ask for a path of light to be made so that this being can go ahead and follow that path to whatever its next peace on the journey is, and then that can happen. So when it is a visitation by a loved one and it feels good, then a lot of times what I've noticed is that it isn't really the being. It isn't really like a ghost. It isn't like a ghost at all. Because typically ghosts, in my mind anyway, are energies that are stuck. They're confused, they're afraid, they're angry, and they're stuck, and they can't go on. That is what I was just giving you information about how to deal with. But if you have visitations from a loved one who has left this world, and they're just coming back to visit you, either you can see them, or you can hear them, or you can feel them, a lot of times that really isn't what we would think of as a ghost. That isn't a spirit. It's not stuck or lost. What I've discovered is that that's often, they have left a gift for you. They have left an energy packet, if you would like. They have left you a gift so that you can remember them with love, so that you can feel your love for them and hopefully feel their love for you. If you're having a visitation by a loved one, however, and it doesn't feel really, really good, then it may be that they're wanting to tell you something, or they're wanting you to tell them something. Actually, it's much more often that way. They're wanting you to tell them something. And again, just go into your heart, get quiet, feel it, and let yourself say what feels like the most loving, perfect thing you could say, because that's probably it. And so that kind of energy, when we're dealing with entities or beings that once were human and have gone on in spirit and left the physical body behind, which of course we all do, these physical bodies are very, very temporary. We are only here in this physical body for a very short period of time. Life, however, is eternal. The soul is eternal, and it just goes on. So when we're dealing with those kinds of energies, I think it helps to remember that we live in a universe where everything is interconnected. Everything. Years ago, there was this joke or something about if a butterfly flaps its wings in Tibet, then somebody's going to sneeze in Ohio. I mean, that's kind of absurd, right? But it really is that depth of interconnectedness that goes on between us and everyone else. Everything in the whole entire universe is part of everything else in the whole entire universe. And physics has shown that very clearly for 100 years. We just haven't started talking about it very much yet. And so, because of that interconnection, all we ever really have to do is find the love and the compassion, the understanding, the calmness in our own hearts. And then we can offer that to whatever energy or entity is there, if it's upset, and we can help it. And if it's not upset and it's just offering love, then it makes it easier for us to accept it without fear. What's more difficult, I think, is when people are dealing with what's called psychic attack. And I've worked with a number of people where that has been going on. And what I mean by psychic attack is where you feel like you're being personally assaulted or personally confused by this energy, and you don't know what it is. It's definitely not a person. It's not someone you know. It's not like a ghost. It's just a weird, weird, weird energy. And there's so many examples I could tell you about that, but the one that always sticks out in my mind is a woman that I worked with once who had this experience of these, she called them her friends and her helpers, and she didn't know what to think of them. She didn't know whether they were angels or, you know, aliens, or she didn't know what they were, but these energies had been with her for most of her life, and she often saw them out of the corner of her eye as like greenish orbs. And they had never been dangerous. They were really like her muse. She was a painter and a writer, and they often gave her lots of information, and she got a lot of inspiration from interacting with these energies. Well, these energies, once her son, I think it was a son, once her son was born, it was almost like these energies got jealous, and they started being more mischievous. They started being more aggravating. They started scaring her because they would dart under her feet when she was going up and down the stairs, or they would make weird noises, and they started actually frightening her. And then they started frightening her son because they started, you know, flying around his crib, and it got really scary for her. And so she came to me to find out what to do about that. And those are not what I think of as ghosts or entities. Those are not souls that have gotten stuck here and just didn't know how to move on. What that was is astral realm or emotional realm energy. And every human, you know, we live on a lot of different realms at the same time, because if you think about it, it's obvious. Every human is physical. We have a body. Every human is mental. We can think. We have the capacity for mental energy and thinking. Every human has emotions, feelings, so we're also emotional. Every human has, like, what's called yin or female energy in them, whether they're male or female. And every human has what's called yang or male energy in them, whether they're male or female. Every human also has this inner divinity that we've been talking about, this spiritual aspect that is beyond all that physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual stuff. I mean, mental, emotional, physical. The spiritual part of us is beyond that. It's above all of that. So every human has those six dimensions that we are operating on and that are operating inside of us all the time. That's why we can feel pulled in different directions, for example. Part of me wants to do this, part of me wants to do that. How many of you said that? We've all said that, probably. Part of me wants to do this, and part of me wants to do that. Well, does that mean you're schizophrenic? No, not at all. It just means that the mental part of you probably wants something very different than the emotional part. Or the yin female part of you wants something very different than the yang male part of you. And because we live on all those different dimensions, there is another dimension besides those six that humans have, and that's the capacity for awareness, the capacity to witness all those other levels of being or states of consciousness. So each of us is operating on at least seven layers or seven dimensions or in seven realms all at the same time, all the time. And so what's going on with psychic attack usually is it is an emotional realm issue, which is also another way to talk about the astral realm. And I know a lot of people have heard about astral travel and, you know, what that means when you actually leave the body behind and travel without the body. And what I know from having worked with a lot of people who have gone through various abuse issues, especially when they were young, is that we can actually punch a hole in our astral body, in our emotional body, and escape. Our consciousness, like, escapes through that hole that we punch in the astral body if there is some sort of trauma going on that we don't think we can live with. It's like you work with people who have had a big abuse history, and you can see right away that they will tell you, everybody will tell you the same kind of story. It's when the abuse was going on, especially if it was sexual abuse, that I left myself and I was up on the ceiling watching the whole thing. That means you punched a hole in your astral body, your emotional self. You punched a hole in it and you exited through it because you could not handle the abuse that was going on. And if you hadn't gotten out of there, if you hadn't gotten your consciousness out of the body while that abuse was going on, you would have either died or gone insane. Maybe both, I'm not sure. If that's the kind of thing that's going on, where you feel like you are being attacked by something that you don't know what it is, there are a lot of things that you can also do to clear that up. And I've actually known people who, I was telling you this story about the woman with the little green orbs, and we had to do very specific certain things to heal her astral body, her emotional body, and get those energies and those entities to leave her, because they were frightening and they were starting to be dangerous to her and her son. The point I wanted to make about that, though, is that those are not spirits of departed loved ones. What those are lower astral realm entities. And any of us who have done drugs, any of us who have had serious abuse issues, we've probably punched holes in our emotional body, and those lower astral realm entities can then, they're attracted to our light, because in the lower astral realms there is no light. It's the lower astral realms, if you've ever read Dante's or seen the paintings, Dante's Inferno, and read some of that, you have an idea of what the lower astral realms are like. They are filled with hellacious beings who have, in large part, denied God. And so they don't have any light. And so when we create holes in our own energy field by doing drugs or by getting out because there was abuse going on that we couldn't handle, then those lower level beings in the astral realms are actually attracted to our light. And they come and they glom onto us. And sometimes they're just cute and funny, and sometimes they're inspirational. But a lot of times they're wicked. You know, they're way far beyond mischievous, and they're actually can lead you down a very, very, very nasty, dirty, dark path. It's one of the reasons why, even though in the 70s I was doing a lot of astral realm travel, I don't recommend it to anyone, because to play in the astral realms, I think, is to court a whole lot of danger. And if you really want to grow spiritually, there are a lot of easier, clearer, better ways to do that. So I just want to thank you so much for listening. This is such an interesting topic, and we could talk about it probably for 3 hours, but I hope it's been interesting to you. You are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM. In Cincinnati, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. I am Reverend Louisa Dyer, an interfaith and metaphysical minister. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. There is a Facebook page for this show, and I hope you join us there by the very same name, Inner, I-N-N-E-R, Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. You can interact on that page. You can make suggestions, ask questions, give me your comments, tell me what you want to talk about, and most importantly, get in touch with me so we can talk about you being on the radio show, either on the phone or in the studio, and talking about your spiritual journey, talking about your aha moments, talking about what has woken you up and helped you come into an awareness and a connection with that divinity inside of you. Because that's what the show is about every week. And I truly believe that it is our divine birthright to feel whole, to be at one with that God inside of us and inside of everybody else. And when we share those transformational stories, I think we wake that up in each other and for each other. So I am very, very, very excited about doing that. I also want to thank the community for supporting us here at WAIF. They do that very well. If you want some assistance with tapping into that own higher self inside of you, if you want to do that and just haven't known how, there is a free guided meditation on my website, which is just my name, Louisa Dyer, louisadyer.com, louisadyer.net. There's also a whole lot of free information on all of my websites. Things that you can use for yourself to open you up to the power and the beauty and the love, the absolute literal divinity that is in you. That meditation can help you do that. And I hope you accept that God is in your heart. You can call it spirit. You can call it source. You can call it good, orderly direction. Peace, joy, unconditional love, a feeling of wholeness. That's your birthright. When you begin to accept that, you can claim it. And when you claim it, you can live it. And when we live it, oh, everything changes. It is really quite wonderful how everything changes. So we're going to close with Faith Rivera singing God Is. It's from her Suncatcher CD. And the song is about how God is wherever we are. God is at the core of everything we do, everything everyone does, because that light of God burns brightly in everything or there would be no life. And so I think Faith has a very beautiful way of expressing that in this song. And I hope you enjoy it. And I will see you back here next week. Blessings.